tout va bien se passer.com.
C'est bon?
Connexion établie.
And we are live in Kuwait, Kuwait City, which is the capital of Kuwait. Donc on est avec Aïda Elman, qui est une amie à moi, qui était avocate pendant 4 ans et qui vient de devenir assistante professeure en criminal law, donc le cours de droit criminel à l'université. Hello Aïda, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for being with us. So you live in Kuwait City, which is the capital. I'm precising because a lot of people are saying Kuwait, what's the capital? I'm like, well, it's actually Kuwait City. And my first question for you is, how is it going in your city at the moment?
So it's going well. There is a sense of excitement because holy month of Ramadan is just in 2 weeks. So the city is a bit preparing for the festive holy month.
Are you going to do the Ramadan as well?
Yes, I'll be fasting this month. It's going to be different because last Ramadan was in quarantine and it was very different. This Ramadan is going to be back to normal. So I feel everyone is excited to have that again. That's how I feel. Yeah.
So is everything back to normal since the pandemic, you would say?
So social and business activities legally are back to normal. We still, I would say yes and no, because we still have to quarantine if you test positive, but testing is not mandatory anymore. So yes and no.
Right. And has anything changed since the pandemic, you would say?
So I think as we're back to normal now, I feel that there's a sense of responsibility and awareness that we were talking about, and about the environment and everything, the pandemic and public health. I feel it's like evaporated. I feel since the restrictions have been lifted, I feel as if nothing has changed in people's minds of what actually happened last year. That's how I see it, even, politically and socially, people just like back to normal.
So people are not necessarily more careful with each other.
Yeah, that's exactly. People are not careful with each other. And I don't even think on a political level, people are thinking of what if something happens again? How are we going to manage it? Pandemics in general, or even environmental talks are not. I don't hear them. I don't see them.
And if you bring it up, talking about it, are people listening or aware of this non-change, you would say, or is it just because they're focusing on their lives?
I think they're just focusing on their lives. I think there isn't an interest about what to do next and thinking of what to do. That's how I feel. However, I would say some people personally who have been affected by the pandemic are more careful, but you don't see it on a national level or a social thing where everyone's talking about it. But on a personal levels, I know a lot of people that are, even though the restrictions have been lifted, they're still careful, and there's this sense of they don't know how to deal with it if something happens. And those, I think, people who have lost someone close, or people who are aware of the what is happening now.
So in a way, because here we're trying to think of the Renaissance, as we call it, and trying to say that this is a new world and things have positively changed for the best. So you don't think it's the case in Kuwait? There is no sense of Renaissance, or is there?
Unfortunately not.
Fair enough. What about for you? What about your life?
How has it changed after COVID?
Do you feel reborn?
I'm still teaching. I'm still, do I feel? No, not really. Not really. Well, I'm still, even though, I'll give you a perspective on how I don't feel the Renaissance. So every social and business activity has been lifted, right?
Yeah.
But I'm still teaching online.
Oh, you are. Okay.
I'm still teaching online, although legally we can, but we are not. I think things have been so slow and people are so lazy to go back to even teaching face to face. And it's taking us longer than we expected. So I feel things are a bit slow. And that's from the academic perspective. Some people are getting too comfortable, maybe.
Mm. And what's your hope for the near future? What are you trying to focus on to maybe you know, build this world, this present in a more positive way? What's a motto you would follow, or an idea or a way of living that you think is aligned with this idea of Renaissance, if you could pick one?
If I could pick one, I think is just to focus on the now and try to be present. And that's my motto recently, to focus, to be present, and to live life as what's giving us, like, right now.
I see. And I guess the Holy Month coming up is helpful in that way, because you have to be thankful and you have to be in the present.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for being with us. Last question for you. Can you give us an address in your city for anyone listening to us who want to meet some people in Kuwait City?
Yeah, I would say Yarmouk Cultural Center. It has very nice cultural events, and you can meet people there of similar interests if you check out their events calendar.
All right, great.
So Yarmouk Cultural Events. Yeah.
We'll play it. Great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Radio Belle.
Radio Libre. Tous les mardis de 10h à 13h.